Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
So before we get started, I have to shout out one of the sponsors of this podcast, and that's Disney Plus. Now, by now, most of you guys should know what Disney Plus is. It's the home of brands like Marvel, Pixar, Disney, National Geographic, and many, many other brands. And you should be catching up on shows of theirs. I love Loki, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, The Mandalorian, WandaVision. These are all great shows brought to you by Disney Plus. And if you're not checking them out, you should definitely go and check them out and tell them Hayes sent you. Peace. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Awakened Soul Podcast. Right off the top, if you want to follow us, make sure you do. And so at Awakened Soul Pod, if you want to follow me exclusively, you can do so at CEO Hayes. That's CEO H-A-I-Z-E. We're back in the building. Back on my bullshit. Come on now. Let's give it up. The Awakened Soul. I know I've been gone for a little minute, man. And some of that I'll talk about in this episode. I think for me, just everything that I have going on and working through, like, this is a time period. And, you know, first off, look, I'm getting too far into it. If this is your first time listening to The Awakened Soul, I do want to thank you. We cover deeper content here. We like to talk about everything, anything that's related to Black culture, but also mental health, self-improvement, and activism. We talk about all of that here on the Awakened Soul Podcast. And so I know I haven't been as consistent like the last month. My 35th birthday is coming up. On top of that, like, I started a new project working on my now third short film, as well as just everything that I am working on, everything that I'm a part of. It's all like coming together at the same time. So, like, it's just been a really busy period of my life, and I do apologize. These breaks are going to be less and less here. Shortly, we'll be back to being as consistent as we were. That's one of the things that always did help my podcast grow, was being probably one of the most consistent in the game. I still, even with my, you know, this year has been the year that I've taken more weeks off than any other year since this podcast started 4 years ago. And there's still more episodes of The Awakened Soul available than weeks that the podcast has been out. So, you know, we do our thing around here. But this week we'll be talking about a topic that's near and dear to my heart. And one of those is, and that's rediscovering yourself, redefining yourself specifically is what we'll be talking about on this week's episode in the main discussion topic. But before that, I have two things that I want to talk about in my dark and twisted crazy ass mind. But before we get into that, we have to get into our intro music, which we're going to get into right now.
The following is a Breaks Media podcast.
You are now listening to the best podcast in the world, The Awakened Soul, hosted by my daddy.
All right, so we're now in my dark and twisted crazy ass mind. And so on this episode, right, I got two things that I want to talk to you about. One thing that's fun, another thing that's kind of deep. I'm going to start with the deep topic. We're going to jump into the deep end quick here. And this, I'm not on TikTok often, right? But I came across this TikTok, which has apparently been blowing up, and I think it went viral as well. And I'm going to play it. And then we'll talk about it right afterwards.
So stitch this and tell me something that white people aren't ready to hear.
White women don't have any internal power. They wield the power of the men around them, their husbands, their fathers, their sons. White women didn't have autonomy for a long time, so we were taught to sexually exploit ourselves and emotionally manipulate those around us in order to do the things we wanted to. White women do not teach their daughters about internal power. It is not something that is passed on, and due to that fact, white women are intimidated by and jealous of the divine feminine within the indigenous and black communities and the internal power that brings with them. It's one of the reasons that white women are clamoring to appropriate looks and lifestyles that they have been oppressing for centuries. It's also one of the reasons that white women tears are what they are. And the black angry black woman trope works. It makes the white woman the victim, and it covers up the black woman's power as unjustified anger. I said what I said.
And so this is a woman that they're starting to call the anti-Karen, I think is what some of the outlets have reported her on. And this is a white woman who is very aware of, you know, she talks about things in there of like how white women aren't talk about their energy, and that's why they try to steal it from black women, or they try, it helps also mask black women's passion under frustration and anger and all that other stuff. And, you know, it not that we knew this, right? And this isn't a thing that we need it to be validated by a white woman saying it. And, you know, black women don't need that validation from me. They don't need that validation from anyone. But I'll tell you this, as a black man sitting back and seeing a white woman acknowledge the power of black women, that's something as black men, I do think that we need to do as well more. In the episode I dropped with Malcolm, you know, me and Malcolm had a whole little part in there. And when we talk about the energy of black women and how, you know, black women are just powerful, and it's good. And it's always good to see it acknowledged. And the thing with black women, I've said this before on a bunch of different podcasts that I've done, is that black women are the most important thing in black culture in a lot of ways, but the most duplicated, the most imitated. You know, people go viral for imitating what their ideas or how they picture black women to be. And, you know, black women are really not always acknowledged for it as well. And, you know, shout out to Stephanie from Mocha Minutes podcast, who, you know, helped, was one of the first people to open my eyes and like just how when black women, like how they do vote, typically tends to be how things go in a way. So like it is. And I think as black men also, we need to do a better job at acknowledging the power of the women in our culture. We need to do a better job at just saying how amazing black women are. You know, often we talk about the nagging, or we talk about their dating expectations, and everything factors and falls on that. But like for me, one of the things that I will say is that like my work ethic, the reason why I work so hard, the reason why I go so hard is all at the feet of seeing my mom. After my parents split, my mom worked two jobs, and she would work literally basically day and night. And I just remember seeing my mom's work and seeing everything that she puts in. She never complained, right? She never made a big deal about it. She made sure that us, her kids, that we kept our way of living and our style of life and everything the same as when we had a two-parent household. And my dad still contributed as well. I don't want to ever make it seem like because my dad's an amazing father. Even after my parents, but he was still very much there. But like my mom's work ethic has been something that has inspired me throughout my life. My mom's former military, has been a beautician for years, had her own business, her own shop at one point. And it's just, it's amazing. And I think, for me, I always try to acknowledge my mom at the forefront of everything I do. My first short film dropped, and I put a special thanks to my mom at the end of it. And people asked, like, hey, how did she help with the film? And it was nothing but me just wanting to shout out my mom, because like that what she has done and the place that she's had in my life and in the life of others. And what I want to be clear on is, yes, I'm my mother's child, clearly, but like even other family members or people who weren't my mom's family, who weren't her blood children, she's done for. There are people who call my mom, who my mom doesn't have a single tie to, familiar bond or anything, because my mom is just an amazing person like that. And she's nurturing, and she gives advice, she gives uplifting, she beats my ass when I need it, everything. And so like to acknowledge black women is something that I try to do more often. And because I've had amazing examples of black women in my life. Shout out to my sisters as well, who are all equally hardworking boss women of their own. So you know, it was just great. And I wanted to use my platform some to put the shine on there and talk about black women a little bit on my own. Also, which is just, they're amazing. But coming off of that, the other thing that I want to talk about in my dark and twisted crazy ass mind, not dark at all, this Silk Sonic album. Listen here. Every now and then there's an album that comes along that you just vibe to, right? That you just feel, whatever it is. And we'll do a full review on it on The Breaks Radio, which is the podcast where we talk about music and review music. So shout out to that. Go search The Breaks Radio if you want to hear the full review with me and the team when we go over that. But outside of that, this album feels like a summer album, which for some people may be good, especially going into winter. Maybe they want something that brings more life into it. But this is just like cookout family music to me. So like, I wish it would have dropped in. But like this album, short, I think it's like 8 tracks. Solid listen all the way through. And it's been something that I've been vibing through since it dropped. And I can't stop listening. I haven't been able to take myself away from it so far. So it's something that I wanted to talk about here. I wanted to know what you guys think about the Silk Sonic album. Has it resonated with you as much as it does with me? These guys together, whoever at whatever brought Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak together, they need to keep doing this. Like, and yeah, I know the wait for the album has been extremely long or whatever, but like listening to this album sonically is just a fun album, and it puts you in that mindset where you're just enjoying the music. And you know, I don't really like using the term vibe music too often, but that's absolutely what it is to me. It's just music you sit down, you enjoy, you vibe out to, and that, you know, you have what it is. That's the two things in my dark and twisted crazy ass mind this week that I wanted to talk to you guys about. We're gonna go ahead, we're gonna get into a musical break. On the other side of that, we're gonna come into the main discussion topic this week, which is redefining yourself. And this isn't just geared towards creatives. A lot of you who have been listening to me for a while will know that I do, since I'm a creative, a multifaceted creative, a lot of what I do is I talk about it from the place of being a creative, but these are things that I mean in life in general. It's not just being a creative, it's not just being a business owner. So we'll get into all of that right after this. All right, so we're back. And so this topic of redefining yourself is something that I wanted to talk about because it's something that I'm in the process of. Well, I think I'm always in the process of doing. As a creative, you kind of always evolve. You're trained to do that. And I think if you look at like the way that I present, for example, for me, when I first started as a creative, I felt I had to have a guest on every single episode because I didn't feel like I can carry episodes. I can carry a conversation alone. And a lot of that, I had to redefine myself into now being one of a great, I think, solo host, in my opinion, in the way that I'm able to talk and just push the conversation going and everything with that. But outside of just, like I said, being a creative or even that, like when you look at some of the biggest examples of or businessmen is that they've redefined themselves. Let's take Arnold Schwarzenegger, for example, somebody who was just a bodybuilder at one point who then changed himself into an actor, had a great acting career, and then became the governor of fucking California at one point in time. Now that his success there is up for debate or whatnot, but he's redefined himself at those three different stages of his life. Jeff Bezos also redefined himself, started off as a computer science engineer. He was then a financier. He was the CEO of Amazon. And now he's like this huge, like, just businessman and mogul. Vera Wang, also a figure skater, a journalist, and then became a fashion designer, in which a lot of people nowadays know her for. And then one of the greatest examples of this is Jay-Z. Corey Carter. It's like when you look at like Jay-Z is one of the biggest examples, especially within the culture of redefining yourself. He came in the game. He was a young, up and started rapper. Grew into a businessman steadily, but until he's like one of the best businessmen and examples of us to a true entrepreneur. And there's a very big difference between a businessman and an entrepreneur and what he does now, just being a steward of the culture and investing in things, like completely redefining themselves. And I think we get caught up in like this, especially within our culture, right? Within Black culture, we get caught up in this idea of staying true, right? And in that, like, we kind of pigeonhole ourselves to staying as one, just one thing. And that level of of redefining yourself, it takes a level of emotional intelligence to be able to do it. It takes a level of emotional self-awareness as well to sit there and to redefine yourself and to be comfortable in redefining yourself, to admit that that's where you are, that you're sitting there working through your things to redefine who you are as a person, but also the things that you do and your passions. And, you know, kind of redefining yourself at one point, but the.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The first thing that I want to talk about is the psychology that goes into that. We think more short term than long term very often, right? And in that short term thinking, it becomes very reactionary rather than proactive in how we deal with ourselves and in our goals and in the things that we set for ourselves. And that's kind of the first thing that you have to do for you to redefine yourself. It has to take really sitting alone, right? And not thinking about any outside forces, not thinking about what anyone else says, what other people's opinion of it is going to be, whatever else. You have to like sit alone. And being in solitude, we kind of look at it sometimes as a negative. We're being some of your best ideas, your best thoughts, your best conversations should happen with yourself. And when you get into that place of being comfortable with that, you'll start seeing how honest you are with yourself and some of the things as you go and some of the things you may need to remove from your life. And so when you sit in that moment of solitude, what you need to do in that is ask yourself, why do you want to redefine or reinvent yourself? What habits or choices do you want to start saying yes to, start saying no to, or change about the things that you do? What habits or choices do you need to change as well? And then ask yourself this tough question. Will you stay that course when the road gets tough on redefining and reinventing yourself? Now, this is the first thing that you want to do, right? Is have this conversation with yourself. Allow those thoughts to become clear. Allow those thoughts to really fester and mature and develop and start processing why you want to even get to the place of redefining yourself. And when you sit in that solitude, you'll be amazed at like how clear all those answers and everything start becoming. I think like we need to have like we used to have this thing of like people who talk to themselves are crazy. Sometimes people who talk to themselves are the most sane and most aware. So you want to have that conversation with yourself. You want to evaluate that. And then again, this could be a personal thing. This could be a professional thing. If you want to redefine or reinvent yourself professionally, and this is something that I could especially talk to. I know I'm very outspoken if you guys follow me on social media lately about, and I've been talking a lot about the financial aspect of it, but like in the last year, and it was really, I said it was at the anniversary of my brother's death where I really just woke up and thought to myself, I am not happy or fulfilled anymore in the job that I do day to day. I'm making a lot of money. I'm good at it, but I'm not happy for it anymore. And that of not being challenged, not being happy has led me to a career in which I'm not only making more money in, but I'm more happy. I'm happy to go to work every day. The stress of work isn't as much because I'm happy in what I'm doing. So if it's a professional reinvention or redefining that you want to do of yourself, ask yourself, is it because you're not being challenged in what you do day to day with your work? Are you underpaid? Overwork or underappreciated, because all those things can go and be very valid reasons on why you think you need to reinvent or redefine your professional career. Are you passionless at work? And this was the thing that was for me. I was completely passionless. I was making good money. I was well respected in my job, but I had no passion for it anymore. That passion had come, had gone. It was time for me to step out and move on. And so that's what led me to where I had to redefine myself professionally. All right. So that's the first conversation that we need to have with ourselves, whether it's personal reinvention or it's a professional reinvention of ourselves. That's that first conversation. That first conversation is key. to have with yourself and ask yourself those questions to feel how you want to move on. Now, for steps, actionable items of what we need to do for that. And a lot of the things go back to some stuff I've talked about before. It's changing up that routine. Ask yourself, are you stuck in what you're doing out of the sheer fact of it just becoming routine? Or has it become more than that? Is it something that you're fearful of stepping out and stepping on and moving on, I guess I should say, from things that no longer serve you? That's that thing that we hold on to a lot of times as just people is that we get stuck in these habits, we get stuck in these routines. And yes, routine makes things easy in some ways, but routine also can rob passion from things as well. You have to be in a place of always constantly learning, right? Learning about the world, learning about yourself, adding new perspectives, adding new experiences, because you'll see that redefining and reinventing of yourself is something that, you know, in having this conversation, it makes it seem like I'm saying, hey, have this conversation with yourself and it's all going to change in that moment. But no, that journey for constantly learning about yourself, learning about the world, that redefinition and that redefining, that reinvention of yourself naturally will happen over time if you're on that journey of continually learning. And I think like sometimes we can get stuck in like feeling like we have to know it all, or we have to have all the answers, that we forget that there's growth and there's that journey, and realizing that we don't have all the answers. We can live on this earth, in this world, a million years, and we will never have all the answers, because that once you do have all the answers, you stop growing. And so ask yourself, right? What does your daily routine look like? What do you want to remove from that? What were some of your childhood goals and idols? And that's something that I have talked about on this podcast before, is that often some of those ideas that we have as kids that we think, or as adults, we're kind of trained to let go of those fantasies, we find ourselves kind of coming back to in different ways. Like, of course, a way more realized version of those fantasies, right? But we find ourselves going back to that. And so you got to ask yourself, like, what are the qualities that you admired about the childhood fantasies that you had of how your life would be when you grew up? What were some of those things that are some of those passions and where they were? I tell the story all the time. I wanted to get into photography as a kid. I didn't, because I found out how expensive it was, and I was like, oh, well, it's just not for me. And then I found myself 20 years later coming back to photography, and now I'm getting paid doing this. Like, and I love doing it, and I refound my passion for it. But that seed for the love of photography, that seed for the love of film, was planted in my life way before it finally grew and developed into something that I could do. But if I wasn't listening to my needs, if I wasn't being honest with what I wanted and my desires and taking a look to really evaluate those, I would have never answered that call to pick up that camera and buy my first professional camera and then now turn it into what it's turned into for me. And then another thing in redefining yourself, something that we have to really do that we don't is that, you know, some people call it your shadow self, some people call it whatever. As podcasters, we develop these AKAs and alter egos, some, so it's kind of easy for me to talk to, but like, whether it's an alter ego you have when you're playing video games, whether it's this alter ego you have when you think about things or daydream or whatever else, you have to ask yourself, go more in depth on that alter ego. What are the things in your personality, the things that you desire that have caused that alter ego to develop in yourself? What do they do? Who do they spend their time with? What are the daily routines? What are the habits that they practice? What does their life look like in that alter ego kind of mindset that you have, that you can visualize bringing into your own life and realizing? Don't allow your dreams to just stay dreams. Dreams can sometimes be premonitions of things that you want in your life, or your real desires, right? Or your real hobbies. Also, really take a look and evaluate the things and people that you surround yourself with. Something that I've really been big on as well in my later years is like the people that are around you. Sometimes you have to remove people, and that's not a bad thing. We need to stop looking at that as a bad thing. Sometimes it's okay to outgrow people. It's okay to outgrow jobs. It's okay to outgrow relationships. It's perfectly fine. And when you get into your place of feeling that, embrace it. Move the fuck on is what I have to say about that. And we got to stop being afraid. We got to stop being fearful. We got to stop being afraid of your happiness. Stop being afraid to take that big step. Stop being afraid to eliminate things just because you're used to people being around you. Get on and get the fuck. Sometimes to grow up, you have to grow out, right? And that means you have to get out of the way of yourself. Remove some of that personal clutter. Whether that clutter is, like I said, people, where the clutter is mental blocks you place on yourself, whatever it else, you got to get out of that. Emotional clutter as well. You know, emotionally let go. And that means whether you have to do that through therapy, whether that comes through reading, whether that comes through meditation, whatever you need to do to get rid of the emotional clutter surrounding your life that's been hindering you for so long, you got to take time to do that. You can't redefine yourself if you're going to continue to bring the emotional baggage from yesteryear into the present, because that's always going to pull you back. It's always going to be like this weight that's around your ankle or your neck that's keeping you from getting to your max potential. You have to declutter your personal life, declutter your emotions. You have to get rid of that. Changing up the routine, which I've already talked about. Also, it's called growing pains for a reason. Make yourself uncomfortable. Do something that makes you uncomfortable. And I don't mean that's dangerous to your health or anything like that, but just that feeling of uncomfort. Sometimes that feeling of uncomfort is growth, and you need that to kind of redefine and redevelop yourself. Get up and fucking move. Move from that city, move from that house, move from that spot, move from that mental whatever you have going on. Get up and move. Express yourself. Stop holding everything in. Stop holding everything in. Stop thinking that you're crazy for some of the thoughts that you have. Stop thinking you're crazy if you leave that job, whatever it else. But most importantly, through all of this, right, is you have to realize that it doesn't have to be it. Like I said, this conversation makes it seem like it has to be something quick, and it doesn't. That redefining and reinvention of yourself, let it happen slowly. If you do these things, they'll start happening naturally over time, and it won't have to be this thing where you're focused on, oh, I'm redefining myself. But it'll just be something that continually always happens, and that you may not realize until you take a step to slow down, look back those 5 years and be like, damn, I've really come to a whole different place over the last year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is. But realize that it's fine that if it does happen slowly, but you have to start taking the steps so that you can get to your ultimate destination. And lastly, create a vision and a plan. Like that's it. And realize that the plan is probably going to change. It's probably going to need to be altered as you go, whatever else. But don't be afraid to create that plan for where you want to go and where you want to get to. But also, even when you create that plan, allow some areas for that plan to continually be in development too, because you may create that plan saying that you want to be in a place in 5 years. 3 years from that, you realize, okay, I've learned these skills that were progressing me towards my five-year goal, but I don't know if that five-year goal is really it. Maybe I need to move the goalpost to a new five-year goal because I've really started loving some of these things I've been learning and developing within and about myself. And so it's like life isn't smooth. This life isn't this linear line thing. And sometimes you have to take a step back. Sometimes you'll make leaps, huge leap forwards, to then take a couple of minor steps back, whatever it is. But it's not always going to go smooth. And even if you do everything that I've listed here perfectly, it's not going to be a smooth ride all the time. But again, that's that uncomfortability. It's called growing pains for a reason, because sometimes that growth is painful. And how you go through the tough times, how you stay focused through the tough times will then teach you, hey, is this goal really something that I want? Because those tough times really just become lessons at that point, and it doesn't really become anything that paralyzes you. And then you can continue to move forward. Make that plan. If you don't listen to anything else that I said here, create that plan, create that vision for yourself, for your life, for your family, if you're leading your family, all that good stuff. Create that vision and then start making steps toward that vision and see what happens. But we have to get into this place of being comfortable, reinventing, redefining our lives, ourselves, our goals, everything, everything. We aren't put in this life to have one single thing and staying in that forever. We're not. It's not. I refuse to believe that that's why I'm here. That's why anyone is here. It's to just go through life day by day with a routine all the time. Break that up. We're here for a purpose. And this isn't to get religious or anything like that. We are absolutely here for our purpose. And our purposes change all the time as well. But you have to be willing to listen. You have to be open. You have to really get in and dig in yourself and learn yourself to get to that point. That's it. That's my time for this week's episode of The Awaken Soul. Let me know down below what you guys think. Make sure you, if you want to tell me how you guys plan on redefining yourselves, you can send any emails to theawakensoulpod@gmail.com. There's also a voicemail line if you want to call and leave a voicemail at 614-547-2039. I love you guys, man. That's really it. That's all I got for you guys this week. Make sure you're following the podcast at Awaken Soul Pod. Follow me as well at CEO Haize, at CEO Haize. But that's my time. That's it. I love you guys. I'm out this bitch. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Breaks Media.
Bitches love podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.